Episode 22, finally.
Take 3.
Finally. A few technical difficulties. Got them worked out.
Yep.
I'm going to make this one a good one.
We will. We will.
What's up, Mike? No, how's the week since we last talked, man?
It was long. But
it was a long week.
It was a very long week.
It seemed like every day I woke up, or I'd look at the clock, and it's always 2 hours earlier than I thought it was.
Oh, I hate that.
Dude, I walked to my desk this morning thinking it was close to 9:30 or 10. I looked at the clock. It wasn't even 9 o'clock yet. So.
I hear you, man.
Long, long week. But weekend starts for you and I, since we get every other Friday off, which is all, it looks, well, I get every other Friday off. You seem to get every Friday off.
Don't hate the game.
But, man.
I'm looking at your thing, and it's like between, you know, the bumming, Siri bumming Austin, and the fights at the Waffle House.
Waffle House.
What's going on with our world? You know,
dude, and here's the thing, man. There are a lot more videos of fights at Waffle House. See, I got onto it based on, there's a, and I'm not going to show this one, a Waffle House, an IHOP manager basically slaps a lady. So the lady goes off on him, and along with, you know, her friends and siblings or whatever. And here's the thing. The siblings quit, and this lady is getting this dude. And then the dude pile drives her into the ground.
Oh, Lord. Okay, why did he slap her? Did he even say that?
They were arguing. It's just one of those things. They got into an argument, whatever. I don't know what the reasons were, man. But, no, if they had instigated it, it'd be different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he started it, so, and he got whacked, man. Dude, people were hitting him with chairs and all that. But so anyway, I'm like, dude, IHOP fights, and I hit IHOP fights, and dude, there are a ton of IHOP fights out there. You know those coffee cans, those coffee canisters they have at the end of the table?
Yeah, yeah.
Every time there's a fight in IHOP, those things go upside somebody's head every time, man. And it's always the person who's getting beat will grab that thing and bang. And all of a sudden those things start just chomp. One lady, I'm ashamed to say is in Austin, started pulling food off people's table and just chunking them at these people.
Why? Why are you taking my food? Exactly, I'm trying to enjoy my breakfast and stuff.
Exactly. But so I'm like, dude, man, there are a lot of people getting fights at IHOP. And then I stumbled across Waffle House fights, and I'm like, wow. And then Denny's has a bunch of videos of people getting in, and I'm like, I think I'm seeing a trend here. And the funny thing is, I work with this guy who tried to explain to me why it was like that.
Why? Because everybody is a late night establishment.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, dude. Thank you, Sherlock Holmes. Everyone and their mom knows, dude. It's not hard to figure out why this is happening. You know, these people close down the bar. They're drunk and belligerent, and there's a handful of places open at 24 hours a day.
You just named all three.
What's that?
As you just named all three,
exactly. And then you throw in maybe a Jack in the Box and Whataburger here or there, and you're done.
Don't disrespect the Whataburger.
No, Whataburger is great. I'm just saying. The point is, that's.
No, I'm telling the fans, when you come from the club, you get drunk. Don't go disrespecting the Whataburger.
Yeah, don't do anything to
Whataburger.
Get Whataburger to shut down. So anyway, I got two fights here that I'm gonna show you, and I can't play the sound with them because it's just a lot of.
Beep, beeping.
Yeah, that and questioning women's promiscuity and race and gender and all that. So anyway, we'll keep the volume off, but here you, I mean, first off, man, listen, if you're going to record a fight in the Waffle House or IHOP, turn your phone sideways, man. I don't want to watch this fight like I'm peeping through a cracked door, man.
You watch your portrait.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just flip the thing sideways and get the full 16.9 panoramic view in so we can see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But
he got 40,000 views. Look at that.
Well, yeah, man, because this is exactly what you want to see when you, you know what I mean? This is, so we have this African-American gentleman with dreadlocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he gets into a bunch of white dudes, right? And I mean, just typical. I mean, this is the guy, you know, first off, you have the lady yelling. The bald guy, the little bald guy told this African-American gentleman to come outside because he wanted to fight him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this dude is that stereotypical dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That guy right there.
Yeah.
The little bald dude is stereotypical. First off, this guy in the orange shirt, that's an American Fighter shirt. Anytime you see a guy, or the same with this guy, look at what this guy's wearing. Anytime you see two dudes wearing shirts like that, uh-huh. You bet against them. You bet against
because
them.
Because they're wearing it?
Yeah.
Oh, because you guys don't wear that stuff? Yeah.
Dude, no, people who can fight.
Don't want nobody to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, they don't wear this stuff. These are what people wear when they can't fight. So, anyway, little sawed-off dude. This dude looks like the aggressor, but.
Come on.
Notice, man.
Punch
I'll,
him.
I'll
Punch
talk.
Him. Knock him out.
I'll talk. I'll
knock
talk.
Knock him out.
Now, the orange dude doesn't do anything. But this little sawed-off Napoleon complex dude, now he's going to get into it. And there he goes. He swings, man.
He got no reach.
Exactly.
He's got no reach.
Now, oh. I guarantee you that move works on the little people. That guy's used that move before. First off, he's a hothead that's done this before in other bars, mm-hmm. street, other restaurants, whatever, right?
Yep.
So most of the time, he probably barks. He's a chihuahua. He yep. barks louder than he bites.
Yep.
Right? And then I guarantee when he does bite, when he does swing first like that, it knocks the dude out. So he's not expecting this dude to, A, be able to take the hit, B, return it. Right? So now he's, okay, see, now, yeah, not working, dude.
Nope, because he's blocking it out. He's
dude,
doing it. Yeah,
you got T-Rex arms, homie.
Yep.
You got T-Rex arms. You know what I mean?
I'm just
and then here's the thing. The guy in the orange shirt's saying, like, hey, it's one-on-one. One-on-one.
So boom, go try to get
there
in
we go. And now he gets walloped. He gets
in. Don't come and start yeah. grabbing on
now, him. Now this guy's like, stop, man. Stop,
nope,
man.
Nope.
This girl is telling him to pull him off. And he's like, nah, man, one-on-one. He wanted to fight him.
One-on-one.
Let him take it. Let him take his bruises. Exactly. And then he's like, back up, man. You're next. You're next. And so a little admiration for this guy in the orange shirt for
well,
not
well, you see
in.
The green guy trying to pull the guy back too, like let yeah. him fight one-on-one. And that's yeah. that's fair.
If exactly,
you want to start
dude,
you want to start some junk,
the guy,
don't think your yeah, boy should not
exactly,
be coming in there
exactly.
to try to save you.
Yeah.
Don't be some little punks.
And so there he goes, man. He goes, he's like, and I'm like, now my thing is you were barking, homie.
And like, you laying across the Waffle House
yeah,
table.
Look at this guy. Look at him. What happened?
Get your
but, dude, he didn't expect that to happen.
No.
He didn't expect that to happen.
No. Look at him. Stagger. Down goes yeah. Napoleon. Down goes Napoleon.
Peace out. And now everyone's mad at him because he didn't jump in and beat the black dude up. And he's just going one-on-one, man.
Well, you know what? The ones who are mad, take you in and take a shot. Go like, mm-hmm. next.
Yep. Ugh. I'm telling you, man, that dude is so amped up right now, man. It doesn't matter who jumps in front of him. They get mollywopped.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, then that dude saw what happened. I don't want anything to do
no,
with that.
No, I know the one in green is going like, I ain't going in there either.
Nope,
I ain't going in either.
Nope.
I know.
Anyway. So, but that's what you want to see, man.
But that
anytime
always
you see
happens.
I know.
Every day. Okay, how many times you went to the club and some little Napoleon guy sit there because you're the big man.
Oh,
they come and try to mess with you, and you're like, please, man.
And that's what I'm saying, dude.
Please,
you see it. Everyone can recount a time that they've seen a dude like that yipping and yapping and disrupting like that, and then nothing happens because level heads prevail,
mm-hmm.
and he walks off like he's tough and they didn't want to mess with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I guarantee he throws that first bunch.
And when he puts
and he's
he,
done it,
he blocked it. Yep.
He's done it before. He's thrown that first punch, and he's probably stole a couple dudes with it. Mm-hmm. And so he thinks that's all I got to do. Throw one punch, lights out, I walk off a hero. Mm-hmm. The boy took a punch like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
The boy returned a punch like a champ. Yep. The boy used his reach like a champ, gained position, and then mollywhopped him.
Down
and
that dude goes Napoleon.
Still doesn't know what happened that night.
He's watching on the video. He done put it his way. 40,000 people done saw his butt get laid out.
So, anyway, so that's
40,001.
Yeah. and you know, so that, like I said, man, and that's what you always hope you see that when you see those little dudes mm-hmm. trashing like that. You're always like, man, I just wish someone would put them in their place.
But you know, but back to your point, I'm happy that a guy in orange just stepped out because I done been in those situations where you got your buddy with you and he's smaller. You know, thinner, talk junk, but he think that you is going to help him out when he start getting yeah. But my buddy is, long as friends don't jump in, you start that junk, you take your mm-hmm. butt whooping like a friend. I mean, like a man.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm going to back you up near like, hey, man, wait, help me out. I'm not going to jump on that guy with you.
Speaking of that, this second one. Now, again, people, is it too hard to ask that you turn the camera sideways? No. You know what I mean? Dude, I don't want to look like I'm peeking through a gate to watch this. You know what I mean? You're
peeping through a window side shade.
So apparently the guy with the green hair thinks his food isn't being cooked fast enough. And this dude like is basically saying, why should you get your food before everyone else here who's waiting? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they get a little disruptive. And
what was it, St. Patty Day?
I don't know. But you know, this is speaking of friends jumping in, and this guy won't let it go, you know.
Woo,
so yeah, he
woo.
Goes at it. And he has a man. Yeah, this the little green haired dude has no chance, man. No chance. But now look what you got. You got his buddies coming in. Oh,
and you still got it. Still got it. Yeah.
Where do you get a broom, man?
It still got knocked out.
Dude, only in Waffle House will a broom be laying out for someone to use as a weapon like that, man.
But, dude, he took a swing at the guy, and the guy blocked the broom and knocked him out. Look at him. He's dangling. Call the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Call
the fight. He got beat up. But, like, now his boy's going to come in, right? Yeah, because he's – now, granted, this dude's trying to leave, man. So, nope. Gonna get him some more, man. Gonna teach him some more of a lesson. Again, and come on, man. If you're going to slam somebody, man, get a good grip.
Right. You got to do it right.
There it comes. Now, speaking of homeboy coming in, you know, and chairs always get grabbed too, man.
Yep.
So anyway, but the best part of the video is coming up. And but, you know, they kind of do this a little bit. They kind of do this.
Trying to double team them.
Now watch. Watch this right here. My man's just sitting over there eating, boy.
I paid for this.
My boy's just sitting over there like, I'm not going to let anything ruin this fine dining moment for
me.
Like, these dudes are getting a fight.
It's two of them on him, though, and he's still handling them. You know, they can't get no punches on him. I'm just saying, like.
He's still getting in a fight. Yeah, and there's a fight going on, and everyone's getting up and getting out of the way, you know, and recording or making sure that they don't get, you know, caught in the. You know,
oh, he got his to-go order.
Yeah, they get. No, our boy is just sitting over here in the booth like, yo, dog.
Hey, dude, he done paid you that $9.99.
Exactly,
I'm sorry,
man. Let me finish my hash browns, homie.
Oh, man. Dude got the broom, dude, and took a swing, and he caught him with it.
Yep.
He backed him up.
Dude, and that's one of those things where, like, if you're going to pick something like that up, you better connect, because if you miss, you're going to make the dude mad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give him that incentive.
But okay, a Waffle House broom. You hit me with a Waffle House broom, you probably just going to break it on me. It probably put a little whip or mark on me. But
dude,
I'm coming at you strong. Like you said, you hit and you just lost your momentum and you're going to like basically Mike Tyson him like that guy did.
Yeah. No, you're wrong.
Oh, man. Now you're looking at sheep.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, man, dude, sheep's are jerks, man. Sheep's are jerks. Watch what this sheep does to this poor man. Like, this man just mind, like, hey, I'm the shepherd. I'm the shepherd. Nope.
Get down.
Get down. I told y'all to get down. I told you to get down.
Wait. Look at him. Stay down. Don't get up.
Stay down. No. Watch this. The dude's like, what's going on? I said lay down.
Oh, my God, people. Y'all know what's that way. You know what?
Dude, I don't know how many times I watched this 15-second video today.
You know what, dude? That sheep would be
Look at him.
Look at the sheepdog. Sheepdog ain't doing nothing.
Oh, that sheepdog's like, this your problem, homie, not mine. Get down. Dude. That poor man had his head bounced on the concrete.
That's some junk, man.
That sheep's a jerk. And then, and here's why, dude. Like, I don't know, man. Animals are jerks. That's why we eat these animals, man. That's exactly why. Watch this cow. Like, nope, not you, man. Boom.
And he walks on him, dude. Oh, yeah. He walks over him.
But, dude, look at him. He just casually walks off. Like, dude, just need one shot, man. Bam.
He timed it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just walked over him like a linebacker. The wide receiver just stepped over him.
Dude.
See?
That's why.
I'm telling right there. That might be secret. You know, there.
Dude, that's why.
Give me a burger.
That's why I had your cousin's rump in my crock pot today.
I'm telling you next too.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why we eat these things, man.
I don't care.
Forget PETA. That's why we eat these things.
That was vicious.
That's what I got, man. And that's me. That's all me finding it.
That was some jacked up stuff.
Crown's up for grabs, people.
Yeah, you see how Josh is fine. It probably wasn't that easy. I'm telling you probably got that first bite, and then you just did some searching and got it.
Yeah, I mean, be honest with you, I don't know what I watch for it to suggest videos like that. You know, I do a lot of podcasts and all that, but I think it's because I watch stuff like that for this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, YouTube's like, hey, man, that Josh likes some sick stuff. And it pops it up. But, like, yes, I'm like, man, how many people get into a fight at IHOP? And those are rowdy. The funny thing about the ones at IHOP is those are, like, group fights.
Yeah.
And typically, not all the time, but typically a bunch of women pulling hair and throwing coffee mugs and all that at people. And then the cops show. And I'm always surprised at how long it takes for these people, for these managers to call the cops. But then the cops finally show up, and then all of a sudden that person who's all tough and all that, all of a sudden, I wasn't doing anything. One lady who you can see clearly on tape take a coffee pot to about three girls' dome, as she's getting cuffed and being led out to the cop car, tells the cop, show me the tape. Show me the tape.
Got a lot of them.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's 2018, man. You get into a fight in IHOP, you're going viral.
Big time.
You body slam a woman as an IHOP manager, you're going viral because people are going to watch. Good people are just going to do it.
And you're going to get fired.
Oh, yeah. That's a
okay, given. Here's a question. If I'm in IHOP, you know, just chilling, eating my waffles. Or whatever, pancakes, and fight break out. Do I got to pay? Is that meal on them? Because I've been disrupted.
Well, a lot of people said, yeah, if you listen to some of these fights, they're like, man, my food free? You know, because, I mean, the restaurants just get annihilated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you have food everywhere. You have, I mean, it's just, and these are grown people, man, who just,
and that's what I'm saying. Them waitresses waiters ain't trained to stop these grown people do it. Cause, you know, I'm going like this. Hey, you know, they're like, hey, you need to stop that. The manager, I'm like, you ain't paying me enough to, stop them two brutes from fighting.
Oh, yeah, dude. No. My thing is, if I'm a manager, there's one, of IHOP in Memphis where the staff is fighting each other. So you've got waitresses basically going at each other, and you got this poor manager out there trying to keep everything under control. You know, these poor customers are sitting there like, man, what's going on? Because no one's waiting tables because they're all in the back fighting. I'm at that point where, like, if I'm managing that IHOP, it's just I take the apron off, man. I'm like, I called the regional manager, like, I quit.
Yeah, you got this.
This isn't worth it, man.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah, this isn't worth it at all.
I'm not doing customers. Well, I'm got enough about worrying about the customers fighting. I got my staff fighting in the back.
Oh, it was terrible.
Woo, that was some stuff.
That gets you amped up, man.
That did. I'm just seeing those knockdowns. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
At IHOP. Well, I've been blessed not to be a part of those, you know, seen or been in it.
Yeah, at IHOP?
Yeah. Now, I done seen some fights.
Well, yeah.
You done seen some fights, you know, but not like that.
No. Yeah, that first dude was throwing some hands, man.
But I'm proud of him, though. We're taking it back to where you get your butt beat. You days, you don't know. You had to watch it like the little first one, you know, a little pit bull. You know, I'm not running, going to my car and get my gun because you got your, you know, butt whooped. So now you got to go take
it. Oh, yeah. The dude's obviously from the era that doesn't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The dude's obviously from the era that, you fought this, you know, we've had this conversation before, man. Sometimes I just don't think kids get in enough fights. And I don't mean going around just constantly fighting.
No, but I'm totally against you. And that's why on the things about if you're the aggressor or non-aggressor in a school fight, both of them get suspended. You know, so kids are now and do tell, you know, they want to get grades and say hi. You know, they don't want to get suspended and drop their GPAs and stuff. But my whole thing is why it's so much anger there because you compress the anger that you can't, you teach them not to fight back. And we was always told, I remember my dad told me, if you don't fight back and, you know, and take the whooping like a punk, I'm coming, you know, when I get you home, I'm going to whoop you up. I guess it's back then being what we would say, man, you protected yourself. You didn't, you know, you didn't like, well, I'm not going to fight you. You know, I done got some butt whoopings and I done gave some butt whoopings.
Yeah.
And that was it. And that's my whole thing.
For me, it was always just, mm-mm. Don't throw the first punch.
Exactly. But defend yourself. You know what I mean? Defend yourself.
Exactly. And that's you know, but
you know, like I told my daughters, you know, I was like, if some bully now, you know, you're getting bullied or whatever you want to call it, some person come at you and start hitting you and they hit you, I expect you to defend it. Don't worry about your principal or your teachers or superintendent. Dad would take care of them when he go up there. Because I'm not going to sit there and let them suspend you or do anything like that for you because you fought back, which is in the law, self-defense. You can't sit there and take a beat down.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the thing is, you know, bullying's different these days.
Yeah. Dude, they bully you online. What the?
You can't get away from it.
Oh, here you go. Delete you.
I'm going to be honest. I mean, but now
when grown-ups, moms and stuff bully...
That's the saddest part about all of it.
It's grown-ups. It's not even the kids.
Like, you're the one who should be setting an example for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about it a couple podcasts ago because I was bullied when I was in junior high. Because I hit a late growth spurt. I didn't really start growing to the size I am now until the later years of high school. So I was picked on. By dudes who were just bigger than I was. But the thing about it was I had good friends mm-hmm. who were big too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had a buddy named Rowdy. You always, dude, if you can befriend a gentleman named Rowdy.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
You're safe, man. You got, you got a little bit of security there. But you know, I had friends who, you know, people wouldn't mess with me while I was with them, and I was with them 90%. Very, 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 very few times did people ever catch me in a situation where I wasn't around. And then I could go home, and I could get away from it. And when I got away from it, you know, maybe I dreaded going to school the next day every now and then, but for the most part, man, it was isolated incidents that kind of came and went.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, man, these poor kids can't get away from it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Someone steals their cell phone number. They start getting text messages in the middle of the night, you know, saying these things. They're instant.
But see, that person who is doing it, I don't care if you from 9 to 90. If you're bullying somebody, you want to take that point, you know, that's your low self-esteem, you know.
Bullies are definitely.
You angry at that person. And you know, and just like you say, everybody don't got bullied. But you know what I did when you fight, and most of the time, you know, if you fought, if they fought you and stuff like that, now you fought back, you know, you didn't take it, they left you alone. And the other time you was like, I'm doing this thing. Look at me now. I'm not on mama couch. You might have bullied in high school, but you bully now as a 47 years old sleeping on mama couch. That's all I'm saying right now.
Well, I'm just, living hard. Personally, I just like to run into those dudes every now and then.
That's the only thing about great about Twitter and Facebook now. Because you go like, chick. You know, okay, here you go. I'm just saying, how do you get those things? You know, you get those friend requests. Yeah. You know, you're getting one, you're like, I don't want to get there. But then you want to do the peak, you know, because you remember, I remember that.
See, I get none of them, man.
Oh, you don't get none of them? Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you get them. Because they try to spy on you. But then the spy turn around. That's all I said.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Well, that's all I'm saying, man. I would just like to run into them in an airport or something. You know what I mean?
Suited up going to L.A. like we do?
Yeah, man, just... My 6'5", 250, 260 pound self. Like, what's up, man? How's it going?
That's me. Go home. You like,
remember who I am?
Yep. Oh, I know who you are.
I remember who you are.
I know who you are.
But yeah, so.
But just like I tell you kids out there, you're listening all around the world. Hey, keep your head straight. Don't let them bring you down. Defend yourself. I'm a stush thing on defending yourself.
Well.
But you know.
Don't be a bully yourself.
Exactly. Don't be a bully yourself because those people are hurting. And, you know, they get the joy out of seeing you in pain. But guess what? Your life is going to turn out good because, you know, you're going to remember, I'm not bullying people. I'm taking care of myself. I'm looking at the future. Why they keep reliving the past, you know, doing the Al Bundy, you know, scoring 5 touchdowns in a game in high school, you know, and you working your butt off. And, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because, you know, everybody want to be next to the popular person. But guess what? You can't be a 40-year-old person wearing a Letterman jacket still.
Rico, like Uncle Rico.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's why people, you know, they said, hey, I hate going back to class reunions and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, give me the chance.
Yeah, I don't go back to them.
I don't go back to the chance. I said, hey, I did something with myself because they're looking. You walk in there. Wearing Leatherman jackets with they tooks.
Seriously?
Dude, let it go.
I still have my Leatherman jacket. Let it go.
You wear that thing as a 30-something year old, and I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to put it all over Facebook. I'm going to train you.
I'm going to wear it into work one day. Just see what people say.
I'm going to go Al Bundy. Al Bundy. Yeah. But no, you know, we got to get better than this. You know, you got to stop bullying and I'm not relaying it to the, you know, these kids are not shooting up everybody because I'm hurting. You know, our country is hurting so bad. But I think you got to let the kids start defending themselves. I ain't saying take a gun to school or nothing like that. But, you know, if you're not the aggressor and you take that first punch, I don't think you should be getting suspended or put in, in-house suspension or, you know, in-house tardiness and all that
they
stuff.
Call,
Yeah, you just
we call it alternative school.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to do that if you just get because guess what now? You just took that kid. And it's kind of like prison. You just took some of the worst people. You put them in there, and now you took this guy who defended himself, and all of a sudden he get like 90 days. You know, because they love hitting people. You know, hard, and now you just put this mild-mannered person there 90 days with some hardcore criminals.
Yeah, what's that? What's that Dave Chappelle skit?
Which one was that one?
When he talks about like the real world, and he's like, you know, he goes, it's always the black person who looks crazy. He goes, you take that black person and put him in a house with the craziest white people you can find and expect them not to flip out. And so he switched it, you know what I mean? And he's like, bring me some banana cognac. Anyway, good stuff. But yeah. Hey, man, speaking of...
Off my soapbox.
Yeah. Change of subjects. Dude, how good an actor is Brad Pitt? Like, very talented individual.
Oh, yeah.
I watched him. Oh, yeah. I watched Troy this week.
Oh, Troy is good.
Troy's a great movie, man.
Troy is good.
He does a great job playing Achilles. And Bannon, or Eric Bana, plays a great job playing Hector.
Yep.
You know who's a punk in that movie?
Who?
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Because you remember he stole the Spartan king's wife.
Yeah.
Brought her back.
Yeah.
So.
He just played his role. He played a role, man.
It all started because of him. And then he's like, you know, they go out to discuss the terms of the war. And Orlando Bloom's like, well, let me fight for her. Whoever wins gets her, you know, whatever. And he loses. And instead of taking his death like a man, he runs back to his brother. Brother ends up killing the king of the Spartans. And
so let's bring Achilles.
War. War. And that's the thing. And then they end up winning. But Achilles ends up killing Hector's brother. So all this is happening because of Paris. And then here's the bunk part about all of it. Trojan horse comes in to Troy. They're ransacking the place. Achilles has essentially turned good because he ends up killing the, or will stand over the king and trying to help out one of the Trojan women or whatever. And then here comes punk Orlando Bloom and just starts loading Brad Pitt up with a bunch of arrows, man. Like, the dude's a punk the entire movie. Even when he steps up and, like, actually decides to fight, he ends up killing the dude trying to help everyone out.
See?
Punk. Paris was in it. You know, Paris, that's his name in the movie, Paris, which is ironic. But then, but I watched Goodfellas too, man.
That's an all-time movie right there, man. Oops. Happy going.
Dude, man, we're on episode 22, man.
I know, I'm just saying.
You can't be doing stuff like that at episode 22.
I know, but you said Goodfellas, and it was like, boop.
Yeah.
The love of the movie.
Good. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you blame, what's his name's character for ratting him out at the end?
Yeah, because it was his fault. Everything you just said about Paris, he pretty much did it too, and he played the little sidekick role until, you know, everything started blowing down. It's like,
yeah, but De Niro and Polly, they were going to put a hit on him and his wife, man.
He brought up what Polly kept telling him not to do. What did Polly kept saying to do? I cannot help you. You do the drug. Then he said, I know you're doing it. Stop it.
Too much of that booger sugar, man.
Stop it. So he started to. You remember what they said? You know, NWA said, don't get high on your own supply.
That's Scarface too, isn't it?
Yep.
But
yeah, Goodfellas and what is it? Heat.
Heat's great.
Ooh, and Casino, you know.
Casino's great.
That's what I'm saying.
But Heat's real good. Oh, Heat, best dude. Scene of Heat.
Dude.
Is when he lands in that helicopter and then chases De Niro down and pulls him over. And he's like, let's have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And De Niro's like, and they go, and you can tell in that, you know, that conversation between them. Dude, it's a good movie, man.
No, when he did it, he's like, never be afraid to walk away. When when he was getting chased, and she was there, and he just walked right by her. I'm telling you, that was good. I love Heat.
Yeah, Heat's a good movie, too.
It was that Val Kilmer played a good one in that one.
Val Kilmer's a great actor, man. I thought he was a good Batman.
Yeah.
I loved him as Iceman. Like, I'm Team Iceman.
Team Iceman.
Yeah. Forget Goose and Maverick, man. I'm Team Iceman.
Iceman. Be my wingman any day.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff out there. I watched, when we was heading to Florida, I watched, what was that, Three Billboards in something, Missouri, Bixby, Missouri, whatever.
Oh, that's that propaganda one, isn't it?
That's not a propaganda movie. That is awesome. Woody played Woody. Usually he's got some good evil roles, but he played
Woody Harrelson?
Yeah. He played a good role.
He always plays like a good dirty cop.
He ain't saying he was dirty. He was just, it was just crazy. And the lady who won the best actress nailed that movie. She deserved that award. Even though, have you seen that when the dude stole her Oscar? And then, you gotta YouTube that. Look at that. I can't think of her name. Crap. But he stole the Oscar, and then he started doing it Facebook Live with it and everything, and got caught. Oh, there you go, number one. Come on, brother. This fool, dude. This fool stole her.
Oh. Terry Bryant, 47, is accused of stealing the Oscar statue of best actress winner Frances McDormand at the Governor's Ball.
Dude, she's awesome. I'm talking about even you look at Michael on there stuff. Yeah, she played that, man. She played a good role. She played a good role.
Oh, dude, did he steal it from her there?
No, she had it on the table. See, and then he did Facebook Live saying, "Look at my stuff. Look at my, you know, I'm doing this." And you think you're going to get caught?
Yeah. Dude, Strahan's doing this in the morning now?
Oh, yeah. Dude, Strahan went up. He got his ring and he left and went to NFL, you know, went to, was it Fox? He's still on Fox. Now he's on that, what is that? GMA? Yep.
Now, what's the movie about? How's the movie?
The movie, to me, I thought it was going to be like one of the weird, you know, kind of crazy movies.
How old is it, though? When did it come out?
Last year or this year.
Okay. Well, yeah. Wait, this year?
Yeah, this year.
What's the name of the movie?
The Three Billboards of Something, Missouri. It's going to drive me crazy. Oh, yeah.
Of Ebbing, Missouri?
Yeah. Oh, dude. It's you know, usually I'm not into those kind of movies, but we know it was a long plane ride to Florida.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What's it about?
Oh, so it was last year. It was about
I was 17. We can ruin it. When was it released? November 17th. Yeah. So it's been out not quite 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can ruin this if you want.
I'm just saying it was this all, you know, it was this
late. Someone die?
Yeah, someone kidnapped their daughter.
Uh-huh.
And burned her and was having sex with her and stuff like that. So it was a small country town.
Yeah.
And the sheriff then basically wouldn't do nothing. So they led me to believe that it was like inside job and stuff. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't. You know, you had this deputy who was renegade. Dude, he was and they never showed it. The lady was doing an interview. You know, and she was like, the only thing they do good is harass black people. And so I guess he had tortured some black guy.
The sheriff?
The deputy. Not Woody, the deputy.
Uh-huh.
But then he beat this one guy up. I don't know if he was, gay or whatever, but he threw him out the window. Uh-huh. It was crazy. It was a crazy movie. But then, you know, everything came up. He, you know, karma works and brought it back in.
Is he the one who killed that girl?
No. I won't ruin that.
That'd have been a sick twist.
Yeah.
Did the guy who killed that girl get in trouble? They ever catch him?
Nope. So I just said it. We lost sound.
We lost sound.
Did you lose sound? I lost sound.
No.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Come on. Dude, man, we've been doing this for 22 episodes, man.
I don't know, man. It's just that day. This day. What is this?
What are those
22nd.
3/22.
It has been a bad
electronic. Like, do you know there's a conspiracy theory with March 22nd?
What's the...
3/22 is actually the number of the skull and bones. You've had 2016, 2017. You've had on March 22nd had terrorist attacks, false flag terrorist attacks. Anyway, no conspiracy theories today. I'm taking a break from them for the week.
So no Eyes of March and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all that is. But back to the movies, man.
There's some good stuff out there. There's some good stuff.
Yeah,
there.
But speaking, you know, you're talking about that movie about the and you know, McConaughey and Killing Mockingbird.
Oh yeah,
with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Woo.
I'm just saying they're getting good.
And the thing is to me, and Samuel L. Jackson's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Pulp Fiction is great, but
yeah.
But the thing is like, you know, they're good actors or actresses when like. You can feel what they're supposed to be feeling. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, dude, when you're Samuel L. Jackson, you are as angry as he is in that movie. Watching it, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and then and then you're rooting for McConaughey to win the entire time. Win the case.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah, my best McConaughey movie beside. The last thing he won the Oscar for was that the lawyer in Cadillac. It was a Cadillac lawyer.
Oh, Lincoln Lawyer.
Lincoln Lawyer. I'm sorry.
Lincoln Lawyer is good. I haven't seen Dallas Buyers Club. You know what movie's good that didn't get a lot of press?
Which one was it?
Dirt.
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, you got to watch it. McConaughey. Someone asked him. You know, he goes to the Longhorn practices, and I was watching some video of like practice. And he, you know, they asked him to do the old Wolf of Wall Street thing. Mm-hmm. You know, where he's like, you know. But they, someone out, he goes, all right, whatever questions you got. You know, he's teaching like a acting class at Texas in Austin too. But they asked him, what's your favorite movie to make? And he said Dirt. And I just watched Dirt like the week before. And I'm like, dude, you kind of tell, man, he's having a great time. He's like this. You just have to watch it. It's hard to explain, but it's a good movie. And I'm like, man, what is this, man? I try and watch everything he makes, man. I know it's never going to happen because he's done two Magic Mics and I will never watch those.
That ain't happening.
Sorry, Mr. McConaughey, but your portfolio is going to have to go a little incomplete.
I'm telling you, those movies won't be about the collection.
But,
yeah, I like them. You know, it's some pretty good things, you know. Like I said, like a lot of good stuff come out of that Lone Star.
You know, and the thing about the movies now is like, dude, anyone can make a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With that iPhone, that iPad.
Exactly. So, anyone can make a movie, and which is good because now you get the whole, you know, what gets funded, what doesn't get funded. And you got so many film festivals now that if you can get it put in one of those things, dude, you mm-hmm. can.
Now, see, when you bring in a film festival, and, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, what we just, you know, what they just had in Austin. And I was wondering, was he going to try to take, you know, because what is it, South by South?
South by Southwest?
Yeah. You know, that was last week, but I was wondering, because didn't it start last week or something, like 2 weeks ago, whatever, when they said it was happening? I was like, is it somebody else going up to, you know, all the technology? Or is somebody mad that
Amazon
going to come to Austin?
Is it?
Hey, I don't know. That'd be a good thing. You know, I'm always loving to see
March 9th through the 13th. So,
but that was during the time.
Yeah, at the beginning of it.
Yeah, so I was just wondering that. That was one of the things that hit me.
For those of you listening, we're talking about the bomber in Austin, the serial bomber in Austin, which it's weird because it's where I'm from, San Antonio, Austin area, and one of the bombs went off pretty close to where my nephew lives. I don't think he was in any real danger, but it's just kind of weird knowing that it went off, you know, at a place that you drive by every day. And then I think another one went off within a mile of where my dad works. So it's just, you know, like I said, not in, you know, they weren't in any real danger. Those particular situations, obviously, if they had a FedEx package on their step, you know, it could have gotten a little dicey. But, you know, it's kind of weird knowing that stuff's happening. And the Goodwill that it blew up at or whatever, I've driven by. I might have even gone to it. I used to go to the Goodwills. Jeff's a big Goodwill guy.
I can't wait to still come out, but why Goodwill? You know, just...
I don't think it was Goodwill. I think it was a business around Goodwill.
Okay.
You know, so...
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, some people just want to watch the world burn, man.
Yeah.
And,
I know, just, you know, stop being angry. Because I can understand getting upset, you know, like, you know, episode 21, when you was coming over and stuff, you know, you had people cut you off and you know, do the thing, and they get mad at you for correcting them.
Yeah.
I can understand you get angry because everybody gets that, but.
Here's the thing, though. I hate getting angry in the car. You know what I mean?
That's a big weapon, dude.
Well, it's not even that. It's just I don't want to be mad, man. I'm a pretty mellow guy. I don't like being pushed to the point where I get angry. It takes a lot to get me angry unless I'm in the car. And then I get impatient and
see?
And whatnot.
So that's what you when you saw you say you saw TV on Mike. That was really you just seeing your anger portrayed on me
because portrayed on
that
you
didn't happen.
But that's the thing, man. It's when I drive in California, I don't get mad.
Me either.
No, you get mad.
I wasn't driving.
You get mad at bums, man.
I wasn't driving. I wasn't driving.
Should have bought that. You should have put that more man a sandwich.
Hey, when we go back, I will buy him a sandwich, and I'm gonna go to my Burger King and buy my buddy that's always outside of there another meal. I miss doing that. But don't ask me for no money.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
But
yeah. So what else is going on, man?
How many weeks for the draft? I'm really getting close to seeing what Cleveland going to do.
Oh, man, you know, dude, they are liking Darnold. They said Darnold tore it up in his pro day. Dude from USC.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that. I heard all the analysts on ESPN and NFL Network was liking him and stuff. Because I saw the pro day here. I was in the garage, and they had it up there, and I was like, I don't see what y'all guys are seeing. You know, ooh, what great throws.
And Mayfield.
You know I'm talking about. Texan, but you know.
Yeah. Speaking of that, what's his name? Bradford got sent to the Cardinals.
I heard it.
My dad texted me. So what do you think of this trade? Or this free agency or whatever it is, free agency signing? I'm like, dude, I'm pumped for the 3 games he's actually going to play.
He didn't.
Has anybody made more money for doing less than Sam Bradford?
That's what your boy said on his tweet. I saw that one. I forgot who was a linebacker. One of the linebackers. Somebody brought up this, like, how can you, you know, this guy has made more money by playing less games.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the guy that has yet to finish a season since his rookie year, I think.
Well, he didn't tear his. What I saw the little meme go out. It says Bradford tore his rotator cuff signing with the Cardinals.
Yeah, and that's exactly the case. And they're worried about his knee. They think his knee issues are degenerative knee issues. Yet he's out snowboarding in Colorado. So it's kind of like, but that's just show. Do Kurt, you know who the highest paid quarterback is in the league?
Who?
Guess.
Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
And he's at Minnesota now?
Yeah, he just signed with Minnesota.
Yeah.
Dude, Kirk Cousins is not a. Dude, here.
Minnesota. So what happened to Bortles? I mean, was it Bortles?
No, Bortles is Jacksonville.
Sorry, that's Jacksonville. Who's the guy who almost took him there?
Bridgewater.
Well, Bridgewater is there. Being sure they traded him already.
Case Keenum is the one who almost got him there. So and Sam Bradford. Case Keenum went to.
You know what I'm saying? Keep up with football.
Denver?
Makes sense then. Like I said, I ain't kept up with it since the Cowboys got out of it, and that was first week.
Yeah, Case Keenum. They say he's with the Vikings.
What state he's from?
Texas. Brownwood, that's where I went to college at.
Man.
Houston Texans, how terrible. Yeah, Denver Broncos.
I don't know. I think he had to. I think Case Keenum had to grow into his position. You know, they always expect, like when he came from Houston, they always expect you to keep performing from college level to pro level. That's a rare person that can do that. That's a rare person.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson was doing a good job of it though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't. Man, that's the thing, man. Is sorry, man. When guys like who are always injured, like Sam Bradford, are signing 8-figure deals. Case Keenum, who I just think's a dude, he's not that good. Let's just face it. He's not a good NFL. He's a decent backup, but he's just not a good NFL quarterback. And he's signing a record deal. Kirk Cousins. Highest paid quarterback.
All I remember
in a Kirk league Cousin, with Ben Roethlisberger.
All I remember about Kirk Cousins was Michigan State when he threw that Hail Mary. That's about.
But I'm just
it
saying, man. Kirk Cousins is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, which makes him the highest paid player in the NFL. Joe Flacco's up there, and
Drew, pay Drew, man.
And that's the thing. You're pay in a Drew. League with guys like Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're in a league with Garoppolo's looking good in
San Francisco.
Russell Wilson's looking, you know, mm-hmm. he always could have a breakout year. Mm-hmm. He's better than Kirk Cousins. I bet I could name 10 starters better than Kirk Cousins that deserve more money. That's another dude who does very little to make a lot.
Mm-mm-mm. don't know. I'm just going back to our early weeks. So I'm hoping that the Browns will draft right. I want to see my Cinderella team do it, dude. I'm sorry. I want to see my Cinderella team
do it. Joe Thomas quit.
Huh?
Joe Thomas.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, their top lineman. He ended up retiring. Mm-mm-mm. So we'll see what they do in the draft. But
yep, coming up.
Do you watch the draft at all?
I do the first round. And then I check, always wait to see who Mr. Irrelevant is. That's about it.
Mr. Irrelevant.
I know. But you know what, man? We should take the show live to Dallas.
Is that where the draft's at?
Is it this year or next year?
I don't know.
It's coming up. And I was like, I'm going. Go down there so I can boo when Roger walk across the stage.
Yeah, hey, Roger's a punk, man.
I know.
He's a punk.
That's why I love when I go to New York. Oh, man, I love when they be booing. This is great.
But where were they at last year?
I don't know. Wasn't it like outside? Was it Philadelphia?
Was it Philadelphia or I thought it was somewhere.
It was Philadelphia. Yeah, in front of the Philly Museum, yeah.
Yeah, they booed him.
And they booed him too.
Yeah, that one, Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Dude, how many years are they going to get the number one draft pick?
Till you get good, dude. Till they stick to one quarterback and build that line behind them.
Well, they got Tyrod Taylor.
Around them.
Well, they got receivers, so they need to build the line.
Yeah. I think just give the what's Notre Dame guy, Notre Dame guy name, who's there?
No, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Kizer.
See, dude, you got to keep somebody.
Well, they brought in Tyrod Taylor.
You got to.
I think Kizer left.
You can't keep drafting and shipping quarterbacks out like the farm league. They might as well bring Johnny Mann back.
DeShone Kizer, I think he left, didn't he?
There you go.
He went to the Packers. Wait, what? DeShone Kizer's at the Packers?
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's all kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Dude, the quarterback situation.
You got to keep one and let him grow. You can't go sit a rookie and go like, you suck, I'm going to trade you. Come on.
Well, but that's the thing, man. But that's the thing. It's so, they're so, I don't know. The Kirk Cousins is the highest paid quarterback, man. There's something wrong with the league.
Johnny Mann, bring him back.
Anyway.
So what do you think about the new rule, the catch? They finally doing some. I don't think they're going to get it right. I think it's just too late.
Dude, sorry, man.
They'd have ruined a lot of teams.
It's common
in the playoffs,
sense, man. It's common sense. It's just, you can watch it and see if it's a catch or not.
If you cross the end zone, it doesn't matter. You know, if it's a football move or not, it goes dead when it crosses the end zone. And I'm going back to when Dez caught that touchdown. In Green Bay, in the round to go play Atlanta, and they said no catch because he didn't make a football move, but he took three steps and dove in the end zone. I'm like,
yeah, I think you can tell if the guy's making a move to dive or whether he's falling. It all comes down to what's his name, Calvin Johnson. Used to use those big mitts, to catch the ball, and he'd be off balance, and he would put the ball down on the ground.
And
he had it in his hand, but he would put it down, to keep his balance on top of the ball. And so they would essentially, I kind of get that. Cause I mean, if a guy is losing the ball, could he put it down fast enough to grab it and pick it up? I get that. But when you're like Dez Bryant taking three steps and then falling and putting the ball on the ground and whatnot.
In it, across the.
Yeah, dude, come on. That's a catch. That dude in Pittsburgh against the Patriots this year dove into the end zone and the ball hit the ground. Well, it's obvious that the guy was pushing the ball out there anyway. The ball's going to touch the ground when it's in somebody's possession.
Well, it was just like the Super Bowl when that guy in Philadelphia went across the thing. And it was like, Chris Collinsworth. And, oh, he gets me, dude.
Oh, Collinsworth, dude. Yeah,
he's like, I don't know what to do now. I'm quiet. Yeah. Thank you.
He's got dirty pictures on somebody.
No, he's just
there's no
there.
Way that man should still be in the booth. He's more annoying than Joe Buck.
Dude, I got this Green Bay friend, Neil. He hates Joe Buck. Every time they do a Green Bay game, and he's a Packer backer forever. But right. if Joe Buck is doing it, he go like, I can't do it. I can't do it. He's like,
yeah, Joe Buck's an idiot, but Collinsworth's so much worse, man. Mm-hmm. Collinsworth is so terrible. So terrible.
I think he wants that gold jacket. That's why he's trying to stay there longer. Maybe he can get it as a broadcaster instead of a player.
I think I had a coach that played with him in the NFL in Cincinnati. My coach, Kenny Napchek's his name. He's pretty funny dude, man, because we'd go in his office, and he played for the Bears. I think he played for the Bears in 86. He came in. He was signed. He played in the NFL as an expansion player.
Okay.
Remember when all the players went on strike, and so they brought in.
Oh, like the scrubs, they called them?
Yeah.
Scab.
Yeah. He got in, and he ended up sticking around a couple more years. But the funny thing was he played for the Bears in 86, I believe. I think he missed the Super Bowl. He played in the Super Bowl, I think, with the Bengals. But he missed the Bears Super Bowl by 1 year. And I can't remember if it was before or after. But anyway, we go into his office. Super cool dude and definitely, you know, good coach and all that. But we go into his office, and he every year he would get just kind of a care package from the Bears.
That's cool. Taking care of that stuff.
But in that care package was a phone book. And it had it was like a directory for all current and past players for the Bears. Right? So he's showing this stuff to us, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, it was, who do you want to call, man? I'm in good with all these guys. Let's call Walter Payton. You know, he's like, who do you want to call? Who do you want to call? And I'm like, hey, let's call this before Sweetness died.
Okay.
You know, Walter Payton. So I'm like, hey, let's give Walter Payton a call. He's like, oh, he's probably, he goes, Walter Payton. So he'd do it, and then he'd start to dial the number. He goes, you know what? He's probably asleep.
You're like, whatever, man. Walter, like, who is this?
But that's a funny thing. He talked that big game. I was like, let's call Walter Payton. He's like, he's probably asleep. And he'd act like he's dialing it. He was a cool dude. He was funny.
Cool.
But, dude, I don't know how many times, he would get into it. Dude, he got so frustrated with the receivers, and at the time I was playing tight end, I was with the receivers because I play tight end, so they had me with the receivers, and we were working releases, and he was good, man. He taught them how to use their hands and get the best release and all that, and he'd line up, he goes, I'm a cornerback, get past me, and guys would go, and he'd grab and just throw them to the ground, you suck, you know, go find another position. You know, whatever. And he'd just do that. And then he'd go through the entire line and say, y'all go sit down. I'm done. And just walk out. He'd just leave practice. You're like, and dude, there were about, I don't know, maybe I would say at least half a dozen times that he got into a fight. With players.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because he had, his mouth, man. He was one of those, like, there was, I mean, you kind of just had to know him, man. You know, he was definitely a peculiar. You just had to have a taste for Coach Napchek. You either loved him or hated him. But my buddy Josh got into a fight with him one day at practice. You know, like, man, why don't you shut up, man? And that kind of stuff, to the point where, you know, our head coach ended up splitting him up and sending Napchek into the field house. So we could finish practice, and Josh, like I said, was one of my best friends. So he was telling us about it. I'm like, dude, man, what happened with you and Napchek? Y'all cool? He goes, no, man. I went into his office afterward. He goes, because I felt bad about what I said, and he said, man, coach, he goes, I'm sorry for what I said. He goes, come here, man, give me a hug. I knew you weren't serious. That's just how he was. He didn't hold a grudge. But the funniest thing that I've ever seen is we had this – I can't remember this receiver's name, but they got into it on the sideline. And again, head coach comes over, splits him up.
head coach, right? Like, dang.
Yeah. And our poor head coach, he was OCD too, man. Like, you know. So anyway, he splits him up. Well, this receiver throws his helmet at Napchek. Now, granted, he has no shot at hitting him. He's so far, but he throws his helmet at him.
He took the helmet off.
Right. And then he takes off his shoulder pads and chunks them at him, right? At Natchez. Right? And he turns around and I'm watching Natchez like, oh, you want to play that game? Dude takes off his shoe and chunks it at the receiver.
You chunk it at me. I'm just going to throw stuff at you.
Yeah, he was a funny dude, man. But yeah, I was watching what are those? Remember ESPN used to like do the recaps of the old Super Bowls and all that?
Yeah.
I can't remember how to spell his name. Anyway, we were watching one of those, the league or whatever. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, man, they talked about it and they had Collinsworth. They showed Collinsworth or whatever. And then dude, this goofy looking, Ken Napchek, man, turns around with this goofy grin and waves at the camera. And we're just like, what? Yeah, because he was one of those.
San Francisco got him, dude. Oh, that one.
Oh, man. I wish I knew how to spell his name. But anyway, so what else is going on?
That man. That man. Get ready for your super surprise on episode 25. You know, work out all these bugs so everything goes smooth. What's going to happen? You know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I can't wait to see Corey get in and start, doing some producing. And then I hope I can work that one out I was IMing you about, that we can get it going like that. I think that's going to be awesome. We'll work it, though.
Yeah. And Corey's got to figure it out, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, there he is, man. Look at this goofy dude. Look at that guy, man. Imagine that dude. That guy right there.
Dude, he's out there with his belly hanging out.
I don't think that's him.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a super cool dude, but you know, hot-headed guy, but had some good stories. Good coach too. Good coach. All right, man.
Yeah, bro.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. I've
been trying to do this for too long tonight.
Come on, man.
Hey.
I want to say one thing, though. Come on, guys. Crown.
Yeah.
Get the videos out.
Get the crown. I want the crown, man. Send me something. Dude, just say hi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let us know you're listening.
Yep.
If you made it this far, put a comment.
Yep.
Or shoot me a DM. But that's it, man. I don't really have anything. It's late. No. Topofthedudechain.com. Hit us up on the social media at dudechain.com. And if you can, do us a solid, man. Like, hit that subscribe button or hit that follow button.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. Show us some love. Help us generate some buzz. And keep this thing going. I have fun doing it.
I love it.
That's it. I enjoy it. So
I love it.